This is URN Sport.
I am here with the women's basketball representative for this year's varsity. Would you care to introduce yourself?
Hiya, I'm Aurier and I'm women's captain.
A tough season then for the women's basketball team.
Yeah.
Winless in the league. Did at least manage a win in the relegation playoff against Sheffield Hallam on Wednesday.
That's right, yep.
And a match against Trent in the final of the playoffs to decide who plays in the Premier Division next year.
That's right.
How would you describe the season?
I'd say it's been pretty tough all round. We've had a lot of new players in this year, so it was just kind of trying to come together as a team and play together. But I think we're getting there. With the win on Wednesday, definitely, like, spirits are high for this pre-varsity game.
Two matches against Trent on the horizon.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the remaining two games of the season.
Yep, that's it.
Both against Nottingham Trent. It's a varsity match and this playoff final.
Yeah.
How are the nerves among the squad?
I'd say definitely the win helped, but I think no doubt everyone's feeling a bit nervous. I'd say probably more for the playoff game. I think it's a little bit more important, but the crowds at varsity, you can't let them down. So,
and how would you say, you mentioned there's a lot of new players coming into varsity this year.
Mm-hmm.
Have they had it? Obviously, circumstances are slightly different compared to most sports, but with this playoff game in the mix, but
yeah.
Are those new players being made aware of what varsity means to students at the University of Nottingham?
I think they pretty much know. From the scale of the arena, I think that kind of says it all, that it's a pretty big, serious event. And ice hockey, I think a couple of them went down. Yeah.
It's the same hall, isn't it?
They exactly.
They go over the
so
rink.
You definitely get a feel for the scale of it.
What have you made then of the varsity series so far? If you've been able to go down and see any of it, or the build up to it as well, with how everything's been organised and Captain's Day and all sorts of.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good as always. Every year, like, it never fails to attract crowds and just have such an atmosphere. I haven't seen too much of it. I was playing on Wednesday, obviously, but I did get a look and see. I think was that. Ball playing, honestly.
Netball, I believe, were on the court before you were.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so we saw a bit of that. But yeah, it's always such a good atmosphere. And I think it's one of the biggest varsities in the country, right? So,
any words of wisdom that you'll be giving to your players ahead of the... I feel almost bad asking about the varsity match with the playoff match in the background as well. But any words of wisdom for the players, anyone that wants to listen into this, what would you say to them ahead of your matches?
I think we've just got to be positive, play as a team. That's what basketball is, really. It's a team sport. So go in and get the job done.
This is URN Sport.
I am currently joined by Stuart and Adam from the University of Nottingham basketball team ahead of the main men's basketball event on May the 11th at the Motorpoint Arena. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
I'm noticing quite the height differential in the room here. I think I'm going to be spraining my neck quite a bit here today.
Yeah, this mic's a long way down.
So, we're going to be talking a bit about sort of the men's basketball today ahead of the event. And I think we'll start off with the fact that you guys get the pleasure of playing at the Motorpoint Arena. What's the atmosphere there like?
I mean, I played the last 2 years, and coming in as a first year, it was like the biggest shock to the system. You walk out the tunnel and we're used to having about 50 people max, and there's like 4,000, and it is amazing. It's nerve-wracking, but it's surprising how quickly you focus, because obviously you don't want to embarrass yourself, so you try and focus on the game as much as you can. But yeah, it's fantastic. I thrive off it and I absolutely love it, and I can't wait.
What would you sort of say to newcomers to the sport that are coming in, knowing that they're going to have to play at the biggest arena that Nottingham has to offer? Is there anything in particular that you'd say to them to sort of calm them down or get them worked up for it?
I'd say everything you do twice as much leading up to it. Make sure that you're rehearsed as well as possible, because it's very easy to get sidetracked in that arena.
Are there any players in particular that we can be looking out for this year?
On our team?
Yes.
We have Case Bruton for America, our scholar, who led us in scoring this year. We have Eugene Yamamoto, our point guard from Canada, and Liam Stewart, who's come over from Loughborough for his Masters, and Josh Smith and Ashton Linney. They're our five starters. Well, they were the last game, and all in great form at the minute.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about your history in varsity over the last couple of years. There was last year where, unfortunately, we lost 80-70, and the year before that, agonisingly close with a 76-74 loss. So how do you feel going into the event with these two losses behind you?
I think we feel much more confident. Obviously, we played Trent twice this year, won the first game by 10, lost the second by 2 deliberately. So we know how they play, they know how we play. I think, you know, looking at previous varsity events, Trent have certainly been up and coming the last few years. They should be better than us at basketball. You know, you look at their ability to recruit athletes as far easier than us, due to their kind of low academic standards. But yeah, they're a great team. I think that, you know, the previous losses will certainly play on the minds of some. More of a pressure, I think, but we'll use it to kind of drive us forward and make sure we get that win this year.
Do you think, I guess, on the other hand, that Trent will be feeling the pressure knowing that they've had these victories and perhaps are expected as favourites for this?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I think obviously they've done well this season as well. You know, they came second in the league only to us, and also won the Bucks Cup. So they've got a good team ahead of them as well. Certainly pressure there, but I think it'll be a real clash this year of the two kind of top teams in the Midlands area, and it's going to be an amazing game to watch. Definitely come down and watch.
Okay, we are going to talk a bit about Bucks, especially for this year. So currently, the men's are in, I believe, 17th position. Overall, it's 80 points in the league, 8 in the cup. But for the men's, it's only 31 points in the league and 0 cup points. What has led to this poor performance in the cup, do you reckon?
I think with the cup this year, there's no seedings. So we drew Sheffield Hallam in the first round, who are actually playing in the playoff final this week to go to the Prem. So technically, you've got the top two teams in the country playing the first round of the cup. Unfortunately, we blew quite a big lead in that first game. I think the pressure got to some of the guys and to coach as well. But I think we've learnt from that. And I think this Wednesday will be a big testament to how much we've come as a team. We have our toughest test of the year this Wednesday. And then 9 days later, we're going into varsity. Better prep than ever. We don't have 2 weeks off like before to kind of lounge around. We're going to go in tip-top shape, and so we're as confident as ever.
Yeah, something else I wanted to ask you about, the sort of the preparations that you've had. Have you done anything differently at all this year? Have you really made sure that you are, again, as you say, in tip-top shape?
I think so we brought in Coach MD this year, brand new coaching structure. He's kind of really kind of revolutionised how we're training. You know, the first team in my 5 years here, I've never done a kind of a Monday morning kind of fitness session. And we're there every single week now. We're there every morning and are now choosing additional sessions in the mornings to make sure we are in that tip-top condition. The guys are ready than ever. And I think it's down to MD and also the commitment from the guys that we're definitely prepared.
So you do then feel that this year is quite a bit more special than previous years, and you feel more ready for it?
Definitely. I think from personal experience, I've lost 2 in a row, and there's absolutely no way I'm losing 3 in a row without leaving absolutely everything I have on the floor. And I think I'm going to bring that to the rest of the guys. I think everyone's going to bring that attitude, and I don't think there's anyone who can lose with that.
Very good to hear. Continuing on with what we were saying with Bucks, the men's have been sort of performing not quite as well as the women's this year. Do you think there's any reason for that in particular?
So we're obviously changing the coaching structure this year, brought in Coach MD and also the whole of our coaching staff. And we knew this year the focus on the first team, that was always the priority, re-establish that top team, and then in future years work on the rest. The women's team obviously are in Prem this year. They're currently fighting to stay up in Prem. We're fighting to go up. It's kind of switch around there. And then the rest of the coaching and the teams have had a tough year, recognise that. Ultimately, for varsity, they're focused on that first team, and then more ready than ever to kind of take on Trent.
Good to hear. Going on previous years, so for 2016-17, basketball finished joint 9th overall, men's in 19th position. 15-16, 7th overall, men's in 15th. Both of those years, Trent fell quite a way behind, but this year, Trent are currently ahead. What do you attribute that to?
I think Trent have recruited really well. They've partnered with the Hoods, which are a local team, which now got promoted to one league below the pros. So they've got 4 players from there. I think the pressure is on us this year because we've been way ahead of Trent in the standings and kind of blew it the last 2 years. And this year they're on level pegging with us in terms of ability. We've just got to make sure we bring it.
Good to hear. Right, going back briefly to the event itself, as we said, it's on May the 11th. What has led to basketball becoming such a big event for the university and varsity in general?
So I've been here since 2013, and when I was my first year, it was the first year at the Metropoint Arena. There's just clearly a massive demand for it. It's such a high-scoring game. It's really exciting, back-and-forth action. It never kind of lets up in its intensity. And, you know, at any moment you can turn around that game, anyone can win it and lose it in a split second. And that's why it's fantastic. But I think, you know, from my involvement being a club president and vice president, every year trying to build up that reputation more and more and more, focus on the promotion side of things, get cheerleaders involved, the whole thing. So it really is a spectacle of sport. You know, this is by far the best kind of university basketball game in the country. I think we're really lucky to have it in the Motorpoint Arena. This year we sold over 1,000 tickets in the first 24 hours. Never had that before. And I think this year we're aiming to sell out, so we're over 4,000 people there, which would be incredible for us.
And I guess just to finish us off here, really, there are many people who will hopefully be coming to the event who have never been to a basketball event before. What is it that they can really expect from this?
Fast-paced action, high-flying athletes, and a great show, a really competitive game. 10 guys on the court at once that all want it more than anything, diving on the ball. Crowd's electric. You've got people's friends and family there that only see them play once a year, and everyone really steps it up, and it's just a bigger spectacle than any other sport, I think, at this university right now. I think ice hockey's been the big one for a while, and we're looking to really catch them up.
Do you think that one day you might actually be able to overtake ice hockey as sort of the premier sport for varsity?
I think we're getting there. I think I went to ice hockey and it was amazing this Friday, and it's unfair to say that we're there right now, but I think we've put ourselves in a great position to be there, and I think it's a must-see event.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us. That is the men's basketball event, which will follow straight after the women's basketball event at the Motorpoint Arena on May the 11th. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks.
This is URN Sport.